This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ثم سئل عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس النار فقال الفم والفرج وفي رواية الأجوفان الفم والفرج. So in this hadith that is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned, that the Prophet ﷺ was once asked about what actions will allow a people to enter into paradise the most. What is it that those actions that by them people will enter into paradise the most? In other words, what is it that we need to do that will get us into Jannah? And most of the people who do this will get into Jannah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned two things. He said, having taqwa of Allah, and having good character. So these two attributes are all-encompassing. Having taqwa of Allah is the understanding of doing what Allah commands, leaving what He forbids, inwardly, outwardly, in public, in private. That is the basic definition of taqwa. And the idea behind that is by doing those actions of obeying Allah's commandments and leaving His prohibitions, then that's a means by becoming more aware of Allah in all of your actions. And so that's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it also has an impact on those who are around you. And that's where the second part of it comes in terms of husn al-khuluq. So you have an awareness of Allah, and through that awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you treat people well, and that you have the best of characters. And so this is something that when we think about it and we take it upon ourselves to ensure that when we treat those who are around us, and especially those who are close to us, in the best of possible ways, this is the following in the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that it's all encompassing. It's something that is vast. It's not something that is just a single action. No, it's a state of being that we are constantly thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of your actions and what I'm doing pleasing to Him. Is it bringing me closer to Him? Is it keeping me away from that which He prohibits? By having that taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that sense of awareness, and then having the best of characters, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described as having the best of khuluq, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And so this is something that is imperative as Muslims, that we take on these attributes that are praiseworthy and leave those attributes that are blameworthy in everything that we do. But then comes the warning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was then asked, well, what are those actions that mostly, when they are done, they will take people into the fire? And so then the Prophet ﷺ, he said the two hollowed ones, the two things that are hollowed out, the mouth and the private parts, the genital. So what did the Prophet ﷺ mean by that? It means that if we're not careful of what we say, that is a means by which we enter into the fire. And this is the most common pitfall that people will end up doing or falling into, is we don't take care or not aware of what it is that we say. Everything that we say, it has impact. Everything that we say has an impact. And we have to be aware and conscious of what it is that we say, because a lot of times people, they think to themselves, well, I have a good intention, my niyyah is okay, and you say things. But it's not just about the intention, that's important, but it's also about the impact. And when we talk about, in conversations related to equity and diversity and whatnot, they always talk about impact over intention. So it's not just about what you say or how you say it or what your intention was when you say it. What is the impact on those who are around you? What is the impact when people, they hear those words that you're saying? And so we have to take that into consideration with what we say. And then when it comes to the private parts, again, it's something that is very easy for people to commit wrong and sins. We understand that in the Islamic faith tradition, everything that is related to that form of gratification is prohibited. That's the asl. Except when it is made permissible in very specific and particular situations and circumstances. That is in marriage, a valid marital relationship between a man and a woman. That is the context in which that form of gratification becomes permissible. Outside of that, al-aslu fil ibda' at-tahrim, that the basis ruling for anything related to gratification in that regard is impermissibility. And it's one of the few exceptions. You know, الأصل في الأشياء الإباحة. That's the general ruling, that things are permissible in general. But there are two exceptions to that rule, where the أصل, the foundational basis of everything is, or the foundational ruling is actually impermissibility. That's the default ruling. It's impermissibility until it is made permissible. And one of those is that which is related to al-farj. And so it's imperative that we protect ourselves in terms of what we say and in terms of our private parts, so that we do not seek gratification where it is impermissible to seek it, so that it does not lead us into the path that takes us towards the fire. And it's this is you can see our society is that's it's filled with it, right? What people say, and it's not just about what we say on our tongues. It's also what we use with our hands, meaning that it's not just because I didn't say it on my tongue and I type out a comment or something like that, that I'm free from it. No, I mean, this is, we're all taken to account for everything that we, that emanates from us in terms of if we say it, even if it's with my fingers, let my fingers do the talking, I'm still accountable for it. So we have to be careful about, you know, our WhatsApps and social media and all those comments that we love to put out there. We will be taken to account for those things that we say. So beware, be careful, and we, you know, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us a people of taqwa and to make us a people of having husn al-khuluq. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the pitfalls of our tongues and our private parts that will lead us into the fire. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة فقال تقوى الله وحسن الخلق وسئل عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس النار فقال الفم